This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli forces bombed wide areas of the Gaza Strip on Sunday, killing and wounding dozens of Palestinians as civilians in the besieged territory sought shelter in an ever-shrinking area of the south. The Hamas-Palestinian militant group said its fighters clashed with Israeli troops about 2 kilometers from the southern city of Khan Yunis. Residents, many of whom had moved there to flee earlier attacks, said they could hear tank fire and feared a new Israeli ground offensive was building. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Residents in Gaza said Sunday hospitals are struggling to cope. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony has more.
Gaza's Hamas-run health ministry said more than 15,520 have been killed in nearly 2 months of warfare. Israel's military response was sparked by a Hamas cross-border raid on southern Israel on October 7th, in which 1,200 Israelis were killed and more than 200 taken hostage. Israel says it's acting to annihilate Hamas, saying it poses a mortal threat to the Jewish state's very existence. The initial Hamas attack and the ensuing war amount to the bloodiest episode in the decades-old wider Israel-Palestinian conflict.
Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony. A suspected U.S. airstrike killed 5 members of an Iran-aligned Iraqi armed group north of the city of Kirkuk as they were preparing to launch projectiles at U.S. forces in the country, 3 Iraqi security sources said. A U.S. military official earlier in the day said U.S. and international forces faced an attack with multiple rockets in northeastern Syria, but said there were no casualties or no damage to infrastructure.